So I'm Zoe. I'm the photographer half of 31 Days in Belgium, and this is...
I'm Tim, and I'm the other half.
So basically, we've been traveling a lot for about the past 5 years, and so we've always sort of had to entertain ourselves, because when you travel, you find yourself at like a bus or a train station for hours on end. And so we sort of came up with the idea of just... of drawing, and it spiraled from there. And then we thought, what if we do a drawing a day? And so then we came up with the concept of 31 days in one place.
It got a surprisingly cool reception. People were really responsive to it, so that was quite cool. We thought that these drawings would just disappear, and that, you know, someone would look at them, maybe our mums would look at them and just go, hey, they're nice.
So why Belgium?
Well, why not?
Yeah, like,
I don't know. You know, like, Europe is steeped in history. It's pretty incredible for people from Australia and New Zealand. We have, you know, young histories, and it's something quite crazy to see buildings which are more than 100 years old. Like, it's, you know, so there's an incredible amount of history, and it's a really interesting place. And I guess Belgium is as interesting a place as you'll find in Europe. And yeah, we intend to get all around Europe, really. But this is a pretty great little starting point, we think.
Talk me through the procedure then. On a typical day, how does this work in practice?
Yeah.
So either we've been to a place the day before, or we're going to a place, and then we go to the place, we sort of explore it a little bit. I'll take photos from different angles and sort of explore what we're doing. Sometimes we take videos as well. And then we come home, I give all of my photos to Tim, and he sort of has to have the task of sorting through them, which I think is a little bit not as easy as it sounds. And then basically we'll sort of talk through like what we saw that day and what we really liked, and then from that, Tim will produce a drawing.
Yeah, exactly. So Zoe's out and about, and a lot. We you know, we travel to all these places, but most of the time, well, most of my time anyway, is spent actually tucked away drawing the pictures. So there's no like embarrassing on-site drawings. I'm not sitting somewhere looking like a weirdo, you know, drawing a picture of something right there and then. So basically we get our cool shots, imagine, you know, how it's going to look on paper, and then head back to the studio wherever we are.
So we started with Mannequin Piss, which is a great place to start, I guess. And then day two, we went to Tintin, the large Tintin mural, which is quite close to Mannequin Piss. And then from there, we've just sort of gone on. It's hard to actually remember them when you sit and talk about them. It's like, oh.
We're in the early days, so this is the fourth location that we've come to. So yeah, certainly there's a lot of things to sort out.
A lot of what we do is also giving back to the communities that we travel in. And this time we're working with Serve the City, and we're donating a portion of the print sales from Belgium back to Serve the City. So it's sort of, it's a fun thing that we do, but we don't ever think that we're going to be like sailing around the world, like living off this money from print sales. Like, it would be nice, but it's probably not the reality. We have other jobs.